For caregivers, 5 tips for constructive conversations with families. Communication is key when it comes to any relationship, including the one that you have with your client and their family. That's why it's important to learn how to engage in constructive conversation, which will help you establish mutual respect with the family throughout the duration of your relationship. It can be nerve-wracking to ask questions, raise concerns, and fully express yourself to any employer, especially in a caregiving environment where emotions can run high. Yet, no matter the situation, you can develop the confidence to hold respectful and constructive conversations that best serve your interests. All you have to do is learn a few key strategies. The next time you communicate with a family, be it for an interview or a work-related issue, use the following 5 tips for the best possible outcome. Plan and practice. Planning what you'd like to say ahead of time and visualizing how you'd like the conversation to go can make a huge difference. Rehearse in front of the mirror a few times so you feel comfortable with the tone and language you'd like to use in the conversation. Avoid accusatory language. The way that you frame a conversation can make a big difference in its outcome. When it comes to addressing problems, avoid making accusations and putting the other person on the defensive. For example, instead of saying, "You are wrong," and pointing your finger at the other party, it's more constructive to say, "I don't agree with you." Put yourself in their shoes. Letting the other person know that you understand their perspective can help diffuse tension and promote constructive conversation, especially if you are tackling sensitive subjects. Identify the problem and offer solutions. During the conversation, be sure to clearly articulate the problem and exactly what is concerning you. Then, follow it up with your suggestions on how to resolve the issue. Making a specific request for a change can help you and the family work quickly towards an amicable solution. Mind your body language. When it comes to communication, it's not just what we say, but how we say it. For that reason, body language plays a huge role in effective communication. Make sure to maintain eye contact and keep your body in a relaxed and controlled position. Avoid any gestures that imply disagreement, such as rolling your eyes, shaking your head, and crossing your arms. Remember, it's always best to talk things out than to keep feelings bottled up, as long as you do so in a respectful, constructive way. By practicing these 5 communication tips, you'll find that conversations will become less intimidating, producing positive results for you and your client's family.